remember being at home with my brothers, and we were going to go to church later. I remember hearing the shots. I remember saying to my older brother, one of my older brothers, they're shooting Mary, or they're shooting Dad, that's what I said. Those are shots, they're shooting Dad. Ran out the drive and found my sister and my mother and my father in a very distressed state. And my father had us, my father actually asked us, how's Mary, is she okay? We didn't know. I went in the ambulance with Mary when she was, and the doctor who had been at church came with us and said, no, she's gone. My father was given 20 minutes to live. His one concern was for his family. My mother was in an amazingly distressed state. She had gone out to church on a beautiful April day, sunny April day, and didn't go home that night, having lost her daughter and her husband hanging on by the skin of his teeth. And why is it that somebody who murdered part of my family and caused such grief and distress is being rewarded without having to explain why she did what she did? What is it about us that tolerates that? What is it about us as a community, as a society, that says that's right? And nobody denies that people who have ex-political prisoners, people who have for their entire life believed they lived in a combat zone, contrary to the views most of us had about our normal everyday lives, these people who lived in that sort of world, well, we've made a decision and they've been released, and they are entitled to earn a living. I just think that if they are seeking to earn a living through the public purse, that they should be made to justify to us who are paying their wages why they did what they did. I don't believe for one minute that Marianne McArdle is going to say sorry. I don't believe for one minute that she is going to reveal all the details about what happened that day. I don't believe she's going to reveal any details about anything else she's been up to. And in those circumstances, I think she should do the right thing and either step aside. And if she won't step aside, I think she should be removed. I think this is an appointment that should never have happened. And I have to say, I'm just wondering how many other people are waiting in the wings to take up similar appointments. And I do wonder whether or not we're ready for that. If we don't put some governance and structure around how these appointments are made, we're going to have foxes in the hen house. And I just don't know if it's something we, as a community, will be able to stomach.